We're going to pray and get right into the Word, all right? So pray with me. Father, we just thank you for your Spirit in this place. We thank you for your Word. I pray, Father, that you would help us tonight to understand the truth of your Word. Help us, Lord, to understand it in such a way that we apply it in our daily life. I pray, Father, that you would use this weak vessel. Lord, I just yield myself to you, and I thank you, Lord, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so, Lord, I just trust you, Lord, to use me tonight to speak your word to your people. And, Lord, that this seed of the word of God will bring forth a harvest in each and every life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are in a series on Wednesday night called The Life of Faith. The scripture tells us that we are to live by faith. Faith is not just for dying. It's not just for going to heaven. It's also for living every day. Last week, we talked about the word of faith. We need to strengthen our faith with the word of God. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's where real faith comes from. Now, you can believe in anything. You can put your trust in anything you want to, but real faith is when we put our faith and trust in what God has said. Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. He wants to work in our lives through faith. He calls us to a life of faith. Everyone is called to fulfill God's purpose in their life by faith. Abraham had a call from God that started him on a journey literally, because God called him to leave where he was and go to another place. But it also started him on a spiritual journey. And you know, as we walk with the Lord, we also are on a spiritual journey. We also, as we walk by faith, are fulfilling the purpose of God in our life, just as Abraham did. He called Abraham to be the father of a great nation. He called him to be the father of faith. He called him to be blessed so he could be a blessing. It's through Abraham that all the nations of the world have been blessed. Abraham would never have experienced any of that if he didn't answer the call of faith. Faith is the key that opens the doors to the blessings of God. You know, it's a shame when there are so many Christians not really living in the blessings that God has for them. And here's a real key. You got to believe. You got to have faith. Galatians 3:6-9, it says this: Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. I want you to notice that ninth verse, the last verse we read there. Those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. That's me. How about you? Are you of faith? Then we also are blessed with believing Abraham. Now we're going to go to Genesis chapter 12. We're going to read that story about the call of faith to Abraham. Because as we do, I want to tell you, the same principles that applied to Abraham, we can apply in our life. Genesis 12, we're going to read 1 through 5. It says, now the Lord said to Abram. By the way, this is before the Lord changed his name, in case you're not familiar with that. The Lord changed his name from Abram to Abraham when he told him he was going to be the father of many nations. But it's the same guy. So The Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. The first thing that happened is that the Lord spoke to Abraham. The call of faith has to be from the Lord. It has to be when God spoke to us. Not just something we dreamed up, but when God has spoken to us. See, a lot of people decide what they want, and then they try to believe God for it. I call it fantasy faith. They just decide, you know, I think I'd like to have this, and I'd like to have that, and I'd like to have that. So, okay, I'm going to believe God. You need to have a word from God. You need to know that God has given you a word that you can believe. When you've heard from God, then you can take it to the bank. When you've heard from God, then you can stand on it for your whole life and know that it's so. But if it's something that you just thought up, I'm telling you, that's not real faith. You might have a good idea. It might even be a God idea. But you still need to hear from God. Peter's a good example. Jesus is walking on the water, and here's what Peter says to him. It's Matthew 14:28. He says, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Now, it doesn't look like he's got a whole lot of faith here at this point, because he's like, if it's you. I mean, he's not even sure it's Jesus. He's like, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. But then this is what happened. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, here's where he took that step of faith. You see, when he heard the call, he stepped out of the boat and he was willing to go. Now, if you know the rest of the story, you know he got his eyes on the storm and he began to sink, but Jesus saved him. But here's what I want you to see here. He had a call. Jesus said, come. And you know what? It looks like, at least in the scripture, that it was Peter's idea. He said, hey, if it's you, Jesus, if that's really you, tell me to come to you on the water. And you know what? If you got an idea, maybe you think, hey, this might be great. This might be something really awesome. Maybe it's a God idea. Well, here's what you do. You say, Lord, if that's you, I need a word. Bid me to come. Because unless you get a word from God, you can't really step out of that boat in faith. Let me tell you something. I've seen and heard of a lot of great men and women of God. I mean, over the last 2,000 years, there's been a lot of great men and women of God. But you know what? Now, I'm not saying they're not out there, and I realize that my knowledge is limited, all right? But I've never heard of one. Not saying it won't happen either, but I've never heard of one that's walked on water since. You know why? Because they ain't got a word. Can God do that? Well, of course he can. And if he wants you to walk on water, you can walk on water. But you're not going to go out and do it just because you had an idea. Now, I'm telling you what I'm talking about right now, it needs to be applied in our lives, because there's a whole lot of people getting disillusioned about faith. They say, oh, that preacher's preaching faith. It don't work. You put your faith in what God has said, it works. Not just an idea you had or something you wished for, but something you can believe because God has said it. So the call of faith has to be from the Lord. It is something that God has spoken. I know somebody's going to come tell me after the service, oh, I know this guy and he walked on water. Okay. But I'm just telling you, you need a word from God. Maybe that word will come while you're in prayer. Maybe it'll come as you're reading the scripture and the Holy Spirit just speaks to you through the scripture. You might get a word from God while somebody's preaching, teaching. You might get a word from God through an angel, a vision, a dream, some other kind of miraculous event. But most of the time, we get a word from God through the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. And we just know that you know on the inside that God has spoken to you. But we got to have ears to hear. We got to be listening. And you know, it's really important that we have a willing heart. It's just been a few weeks back or months back that we had a series on hearing God. But I just want to remind you, it's so important that when you want to hear God, that you're willing to hear God. That you really, whatever he says, you're not waiting to hear to see if you want to obey. No, you've already settled in your heart that you want to do whatever God says. Because people that don't want to hear don't usually hear. We got to be like young Samuel and say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." To answer the call of faith, though, you have to hear. The Lord called Abraham to leave his country and his family and go to a place he had never seen. I want to tell you this. The call of faith is a call to the unknown. There's going to be things about it that you don't have all figured out. You don't know everything. There's going to be trust involved. Hebrews 11 and 8, it says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going." He didn't know where he was going. All he knew was that the Lord told him to leave everything behind and go. He said, "I'll show you a place. You'll know when you get there. I'll show it to you." And I want to tell you, many times the call of faith, it calls us maybe to a new area of ministry, to get involved in some area of ministry. Deals with somebody's heart about a particular area of ministry, and you know what happens sometimes is there's unknowns involved. And so they say, "Well, I don't know if I have time for that." And they start trying to figure it all out. I'm telling you, the call of faith will have some unknowns in it. Questions. You don't have all the answers yet. You're going to have to trust God. The call of faith is not something where you can do it without his help. No, that's not faith. If you can do it all by yourself, you're not trusting God. You're not believing God. The call of faith always requires you to need God's help. You know, the Lord had big things in store for Abraham, but they would never have happened if he wasn't willing to get out of his comfort zone. I want to say this very clearly. This is not about a change of location. Yeah, well, it was for Abraham, and sometimes it is for us. But we need to get the bigger picture here, that this was about getting out of the comfort zone. And if we're really going to answer the call of faith, I'm telling you, there's going to be times when you're going to be uncomfortable because you don't have it all figured out. You're heading into new territory, going where you hadn't been before. But the call of faith is a call to the unknown. If you know all the ins and outs, you already know exactly everything that's going to happen, you got it all figured out, I'm telling you, it doesn't take any faith. The call of faith will take you to a place you don't know. You know what the Lord said to him? He said, "I will show you." We always want the Lord to show us now, and then we'll go. Show us how it's all going to work out, and then we'll go. But let me tell you, when you answer the call of faith, you go, and then he'll show. That's the way it works. That's faith. Listen, you got to see it before you believe it. That's the world's way. That's not faith at all. But it's when we really trust God and we're willing to step out in faith, even though we don't have it all figured out. You know, the world around us, and even the religious world so much of the time, says you got to have all the pieces in place before you can start. They say, well, I believe it when I see it. He seldom tells us the details. He wants us to trust Him. He expects us to trust Him. But the call of faith is a call to leave your comfort zone. The principle here is not that everyone needs to leave their family and head out, go to Canaan. No, the principle here is that the call of faith will move you out of trusting in natural things, things that you're familiar with and comfortable with, and it'll move you into areas where you have to trust God. It is a call to trust. Seems like too often we view trust as the last resort. In fact, people often say, when everything else has failed, there's no other answers, don't know what else to do, they say, well, I guess we're going to have to trust God. Well, what are you doing the rest of the time? The Lord keeps me real humble, because I'm telling you, every time I teach, every time I preach, I am trusting God. It don't matter if I got no notes or 10 pages of notes. I'm trusting God. And I'm just telling you, trusting God is not the last resort. It's supposed to be the way of life. We live by faith, not just when our back's against the wall and we've exhausted all the other options and so now it's come to this. We're going to have to trust God. No, we trust God all the time. Listen to this from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. See, you trust Him with all your heart. You're not leaning on your own understanding. You don't have to have it figured out. If you got a word from God, you can trust Him. Call of faith is not going to be what the natural mind tells you to do. It's going to be trusting Him. The call of faith doesn't always seem like the reasonable choice. See, the reasonable choice for Abraham would be, you know what? I've lived here with my family. We've made a living. 75 years I've been here. Me, my wife, and all my family, we're all here together. It's all good. Why would I leave this? This is what I know. Why would I head out to a place? Who knows what might happen to me? We might die out in the desert somewhere. There might be thieves that come and kill us someday. Who knows what might happen out there? We ain't going. That'd be crazy. That's not reasonable. Why risk heading out to nowhere? Now, looking back, see, it's easy for us. Looking back, we can see the blessing of God on Abraham's life. And it all makes sense. Now, looking back, it's easy to say, wow, that's awesome. But sometimes when God calls us, it doesn't look reasonable. Sometimes it looks like a hard thing. Sometimes there's all kinds of question marks that are there. I remember when I told my parents I was going to be a youth pastor. And you know, now, this day and time, it's a little bit different because, man, any church of any size at all has a youth pastor, if not full-time, part-time, or volunteer at least. But back in 1978, when I told my parents I was going to be a youth pastor, there was just a handful of full-time youth pastors around. And I remember their concern as they said, well, how are you ever going to make a living for your family? But I was just foolish enough to believe that the one that called me would provide, that he'd take care of me. And I started my first youth ministry for $0 a week. That was my hire on salary. But after 3 months, they raised it to $100 a week when I did the cleaning. So I'm just telling you, God provided. He made a way, and man, there were times when we were like, how's this going to work? But you know what? It always did. And I'm just telling you, God always makes a way. He will show you, he'll fill in the details as you go. But we can't have it all figured out, know every little detail, how it's all going to work. That's not faith. The call of faith requires obedience. We read it a minute ago, Hebrews 11:8. It says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go. For Abraham, as I said, that involved a change of location, leaving the familiar surroundings. And sometimes it is for us. But you know, sometimes God will call you to give a certain percentage. Sometimes he'll call you, he'll put on your heart that you're supposed to be an intercessor, to pray for other people. God might speak to you about working in the children's ministry. I don't know what that might be. I'm just telling you that whatever it is, it's going to take faith, and it requires obedience. In fact, James tells us that until there's something to go with our faith is a dead faith. It doesn't become a real living faith until we put action to it, until we're willing to obey God. But the call of faith is never for you to just stay right where you are spiritually. It's always to take you further, higher. He always wants us to grow spiritually. He always wants us to come to a place where we trust him more, always growing in him. The call of faith will stretch you. It'll grow you. See, when you get out of that comfort zone, I'm telling you, it will stretch you, it'll grow you. And you look at how Abraham grew. See, we see how he grew because he grew into a great people. He grew very rich, the Bible says. And the Lord told him that he would make his name great, and he did. But all of that was just the outward growth. As he was growing on the inside, we want to see the outward result. It's what we're always looking for. But the outward result happens as a result of the inward growth. You've heard this before. It's been said by a lot of leaders in our day. Terry Foy says it. John Maxwell says it. And many others. If you want more, you have to become more. And when we grow on the inside, we're ready for growth on the outside. The call of faith will grow you because it challenges you. It stretches you. You know, if muscles are never challenged, they don't grow. In fact, if you just lay around, you can eat and eat and eat, and you'll grow, but you won't grow muscle. Muscle will not grow if it's not challenged. In fact, you will even lose what you have. Muscle will atrophy if you don't use it. You get smaller, you get weaker. And we can listen to preaching and teaching until we are fat. But if our faith is never stretched, we don't ever step out of our comfort zone and really believe God, it won't grow. If we're going to grow on the inside, I'm telling you, if we're going to grow spiritually, then we've got to be willing to get out of the comfort zone and be stretched. Let the Lord challenge you. Let him use you in some way that you never thought possible. Might be the Lord tells you to get involved in a certain area of ministry, or he tells you to do something different at your job, or maybe he's going to speak to you about going to a certain person to witness to a certain person. I don't know what it might be, but I'm just telling you that he'll speak to you to try to get you out of the boat. When he called Peter, and Peter gets out of that boat, can you imagine how exciting that must have been? How powerful that must have been? Do you know that a lot of Christians live these boring, dissatisfied lives? You got to get out of the boat. Now, here's the problem with getting out of the boat. That first step is scary. But if you trust in him, you'll be all right. You know, one of the things that you see about that story about Peter is that when he got his eyes on the storm, he started to sink. He didn't have perfect faith. Jesus asked him, "Why did you doubt?" But he still got to walk on water. Do you know that Abraham wasn't perfect either? I'm glad Abraham wasn't perfect, because that means there's hope for us. That's right. There's hope for you. Most people never really experience the kind of blessings that Abraham did because they're not willing to leave their comfort zone and just obey God and do what he says. But I'm telling you, when we live by faith, we are in for a blessing. Galatians 3:9, one more time. Those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Think about this. Abraham left where he was. God had something better. And when you answer the call of faith, whatever you leave behind, whatever you leave behind, I'm talking about your comfort zone, God has something better. But you won't get there if you're not willing to answer that call of faith. He doesn't ever take us backwards. He always takes us forwards. He always takes us forward to blessings. The call of faith is a call to blessing. He told Abraham, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you'll be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." There's two principles we need to take note of here. The call of faith is a call to blessing. That's a good thing. Y'all are really quiet. It's a good thing when God blesses you. And when he calls you and you obey him in faith, I'm telling you, there are blessings that are coming. You need to know that God wants to bless you, and he blesses us through faith. The second thing is, he told Abraham, "I'm going to bless you, and you're going to be a blessing. All the nations of the earth will be blessed through you." See, when we answer the call of faith, it's not just us that gets blessed. It's never just about us. I understand the sentiment. So I'm going to try to say this in a nice way. I understand what they're going for, but I'm just telling you, it's wrong when people say, "It's just me and Jesus." Wrong, 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 wrong. That attitude is never in the Bible. It's never just you and Jesus. Because if it's you and Jesus, I can assure you that it's going to involve other people. It's never just about what God wants to do for me. He wants to bless us so we can be a blessing. He is always concerned about others. He always wants us to reach other people. And so we need to know this. The call of faith is a call to blessings, and it's also the call to be a blessing. The call of faith will bring you many tests and trials. Oh, I knew you'd get excited about that one. It's going to be what James calls the trying of your faith. Let's just skip over that. But you know what? You can't skip over it in life. And it's one of the things, I think, in this generation, why so many people get discouraged. There's going to be tests and trials. It's not all going to be smooth sailing. You say, I thought you said God would work out the details. He will, but you're going to have to walk it out. You're going to have to keep living by faith. We're going to go to a little bit later there, or well, we'll pick up in Genesis 12, 7 through 13. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him, and he moved from there to the mountain of Bethel, and he pitched his tent. With Bethel on the west and Ai on the east, and there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going still toward the south. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land. And it came to pass when he was close to entering Egypt that he said to Sarah, his wife, indeed, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. Therefore, it will happen when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you. I want to tell you, the God who calls us is able to provide for us. And you know, the first thing you see here is that when there was a famine in the land, Abraham went down to Egypt. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us that God told him not to, but neither does it tell us that God told him to go there. What we do know is that, at least it was what's recorded in Scripture, the last word was that God had put him where he was supposed to be. He didn't tell him to leave and go to Egypt. But here's what I also know. God told him he would bless him. And I'm telling you that God will take care of you wherever he puts you. And whatever he has you doing, he's well able to take care of you. But he goes down to Egypt during this famine, operating in fear. And I say this not to put Abraham down, but for you to realize that God calls imperfect people. He's operating in fear so much so that he tells his beautiful wife, just say you're my sister. He puts his wife in a terrible situation because of his fear. Now, the Lord delivers them out of that. He keeps them through all of that. He protects them and he blesses them. He brings them out of that whole situation. But they also bring something else with them from Egypt. And that was the servant Hagar. Most of you know that Hagar, later, when they were trying to help God fulfill his promise to them in an heir, Abraham slept with Hagar and Ishmael was born. And Ishmael, that child being born in his household, brought so much conflict in his house. And the conflict between the descendants of Ishmael and the descendants of Isaac is still going on today. It's called the Middle East. And it's in the news pretty much every day. It's still going on. And yet, this was God's man of faith. God took him through all these tests and trials and fulfilled his promise, fulfilled the blessings that he had spoken to him in the beginning. So here's what I want to say to you. We make mistakes along the way. We fall and we fail. You have faults and flaws. Did you know he knew that when he called you? And he still loves you. He still has a plan for your life. I'm so glad that we don't read in the Scripture where he goes, and so the Lord was just done with this guy. I mean, now there are people that God is done with in the Scripture. You can read about that. I mean, they're the people that shake their fist at God and go off and rebel against God. And Abraham wasn't like that. He's just like a lot of us. He made mistakes, and there were times when he got afraid and his faith wasn't perfect. And yet God kept him through those times and blessed him. And the God who calls us is able to keep us. And there are people that God wants to bless through you. So I challenge you tonight to answer the call of faith and what God has for you. And if you've made some mistakes, sometimes like Abraham, we have to deal with some consequences. But that doesn't mean that God is through with us. He's bigger than that. And he knew what a mess you were when he called you. Amen. Answer the call of faith. Pray and ask God, is that you, God? If that's you, bid me come. Tell me what you want me to do. And it may be a one-day thing. It may be something that you just, an event that you did, like Peter walking on the water. It may be where Jesus told you to go talk to somebody about the Lord. Or it may be a lifelong thing where God begins you down a journey that you're going to carry on the rest of your life. But answer the call of faith. I want you to stand with me. We're going to pray. Father, I just thank you that you have a plan for each and every one of us. And part of that plan is to learn to trust you more and to walk by faith with you. I pray, Father, that you would just speak to hearts tonight and help us, Lord, to see where we've been afraid. Lord, where we've tried to rely on our own understanding instead of trusting you. I pray, Father, that you would just use us for your glory and honor. Use us, Lord, to be a blessing to others. And I thank you for the blessing of God, the blessing of Abraham, that's on all of those who are of faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you.